Epilogue. To conclude, idea. Get an idea from problems in your own life. If you don't have problems that are original enough, become a more original person. Don't build products that are solutions in search of a problem. Build your idea with the tools you already know. Don't spend a year learning some language you'll never use. Don't outsource building to other people. That's a competitive disadvantage. Build only the core functionality. The rest comes later. Launch. Launch early and multiple times. Launch to famous startups' websites like Product Hunt, Hacker News, The Next Web, mainstream websites like Reddit, and mainstream press like Forbes. But more importantly, find where your specific audience hangs out on the internet or in real life and launch there. Launch in a friendly way. That means here's something I made that might be useful for you, instead of acting like you're some big giant new startup coming to change the world. Grow. Grow organically. A great product that people really need, which is better than the rest, will pull people in. You don't need ads for that. Don't hire people if there's no revenue yet. Don't hire many people if there's revenue either. Stay lean and fast. Do things yourself. Monetize. Monetize by asking users for money. Don't sell their data. Don't put ads everywhere. Don't dilute your product. Be honest that you need money to build the product they love, and they'll be fine paying for it. Automate. Automate by writing programs that do stuff that you do repeatedly. Only automate if it's worth the time saved. For stuff that's too hard to automate or not worth it, hire contractors. Let them work as autonomously as possible. Where possible, let robots manage them, for example, by giving them alerts when things happen in your product. This lets you take time off or work on your next business. Exit. Exit by not putting your company for sale, but letting buyers come to you. Filter out the majority of buyers that aren't serious. With the serious buyers left, negotiate a price by valuating your own company. Price it aggressively high. Always keep the bargaining power on your side of the table. Get paid in cash, not stock, and don't fall for the trap of earnout bonuses. Make sure you're prepared for the emotional fallout of selling and missing your business. A farewell. I hope if you have read this far, this book has helped you in shipping at least one product, and hopefully many more in the future. Take action. The most important message that I can give you in your future path of building products, or even the rest of your life, is to take action. Taking action is the scariest, most difficult part of life. It's also your biggest competitive advantage. Why? Because most people don't. There's millions of wannabe artists, entrepreneurs, and creatives who have really great ideas, but never take the action to finish something, launch it, and push it out there. The people that you know who are successful are usually not the best, but they were the ones getting over their fear and taking action. I know I sound like a self-help guru here, but that's what self-help gurus are right about. Repeated action is what it comes down to. Relentlessly taking action, iterating and trying for years, in some disciplines for decades, until you get to where you want it to be. Listen to your intuition. Simply doing what this book tells you to do also will not make you successful. While I am putting my ideas onto paper, they're already by definition outdated. It's up to you to get your own ideas. Create your own style of creating, which to be relevant in the future should probably be completely different from mine. So don't clone what I'm doing or what others are doing. You're already too late. It won't work. Take inspiration from others, but make it your own thing. The hardest thing to do in this super interconnected world, where everyone is starting to be more alike, is to become a unique person and find your own personality. Listen deeply to your own desires and your own problems. That inner voice, your intuition, it probably isn't wrong, even if it says something completely different than everyone around you. But it is undeveloped, and to develop it, it needs to be expressed by you through creativity, by building a product, creating an artwork, writing a book, or any other way of expression. Only then does your idea stand a chance to compete with other, well-executed ideas. The typical story of entrepreneurs being laughed at for their ideas, just before they execute them and change an entire industry, happens for a reason. They have a unique problem or perspective from their unique personality, and by definition, that won't match with people around them and society at large, hence it being unique and them ridiculed for it. If your ideas aren't ridiculed, they're probably too basic. Most of these ideas won't go anywhere, but some get you very far. This doesn't mean you need to start SpaceX. By all means, start with something small, but make sure it comes from your own personality, not trying to be like other people or companies. Now that you've read this book until the end, put it away, get out there, and make your product. I wish you all the luck in the world on your journey. Oh, the end. No, really, this is it. I mean, it stopped listening. Start making something already.